Today on the Xbox 360 SoloCast, let's talk about Dungeon Defenders, Tropico 4, and some Xbox 360 news. Hello everybody, thanks for tuning in to episode 6 of the Xbox 360 SoloCast. Today is Friday, October 21st, and I apologize, I've been a little bit late getting the podcast up this week. I had 4 birthdays in my family, my son, my wife, my brother, and a friend. So for that, I apologize guys. I do have a rather quick show for you here today. To start, let's talk about my gamer score. I'm at 83,354, I gained 270 points this week. What I played to get those points is, first, I played some Orcs Must Die. I played some Rage multiplayer. I played some Dungeon Defenders. I played some Tropico 4, some Toy Soldiers Cold War, and some Batman Arkham City. You're saying to yourself, 270 points and you played all those games, Smitty. Well, most of the points came from 2 or 3 games. The reason I played so much is because I participated in Extra Life last weekend. On Saturday the 15th, I played video games for 24 hours straight in order to raise some money for some sick kids around the country, and I live streamed the event on my Justin.TV account. It's Justin.TV/SmittySmith, and it was an enormous success. Okay, so what I'm going to discuss is, let me go through some of the games, I'll tell you about the event, and then we'll move on to some of the other stuff that we have going on. Now first, when I woke up, I was ready to go. I had a case of Ball's energy drink, Geek Beer. It's the most delicious root beer in the world. Check out Ball's, BAWLS.com. If you don't have a store near you guys that sells this drink, order it online. They're a fantastic company, okay? They've got such a great customer service, PR atmosphere about them. But B, they make good stuff, okay? They have different flavors of soda and whatnot. They even have sugar-free. So if you're into energy drinks, but you're trying to limit your intake of sugar, you know, Ball's is for you, okay? So go check them out. Tell them Smitty Smith sent you, okay? But I started off, I had a case of that they had donated to somewhat sponsor me. I had a 2-liter of Mountain Dew. I had 2 5-hour energy extra strengths. And I had a bunch of fruit and some other stuff to just kind of keep me awake. Okay. None of this really came into play until later in the night. All right. But I started, I threw in Tropico 4. Tropico 4 to start. Played that for about an hour, hour and 15 minutes. And I had like, 5 or 6 people tuning in and chatting and it was really cool to see some of the people that really wanted to set aside some time to actually watch what I was playing. But after about an hour, I had mentioned that I had a code for Dungeon Defender sent to me, and I hadn't had a chance to play it yet. Immediately, I got some responses. Everybody wanted to see Dungeon Defenders. It's a game on Xbox Live Arcade. It came out this week. We'll talk a little bit about the pricing and whatnot later. But I started playing Dungeon Defenders, and this was about 10 or 10:30 a.m. Eastern time. About noon, maybe 12:30, I had sent out a tweet saying, now streaming live Dungeon Defenders by Trendy Entertainment, and I had, put at Trendy Ent, which is their Twitter account, and what they did is they hopped into my chat, my Justin.TV chat, to see how I was live streaming. They had asked, please don't break the embargo, don't indicate what your review is going to be like, but go ahead and stream it and show the people what they're going to be getting come Wednesday. So I said, okay, that's really cool. They hopped in and they started talking with people, 5 or 6 people. On top of that, they sent out some tweets from their own site. They put on some links up in their forums, and instantly I went from like 8 or 9 viewers at that point up to like 110. Okay, I mean, there were people that follow their forums that really wanted to see this game. Apparently, I was one of the first people to actually show live gameplay, which was really awesome. Now, They hopped in and they said, Smitty, join the game of, you know, so-and-so. He's a trendy entertainment employee. He's going to, you know, answer some questions for you. So I said, okay, great. I joined his game. We had three or four people in there. And I ended up playing with these guys for like 7 hours. Okay. And it went by in a flash. I ended up getting to like level 20. What's really cool is the questions that were being asked to me, I would relay to some of the developers that were in the game, because there were two or three of them in there with me at any given time. They were answering questions, talking about DLC, and eventually some of the Reverb Games people, which are the publishers, hopped into the chat and started handing out codes. Okay, early access codes on Xbox Live Arcade, Steam, and PlayStation Network. That's amazing, okay, that some little dude like me, and I don't mean physically because I'm kind of fat, but some little known person like me can just say, hey guys, I'm streaming this game, and they're willing to hop in, play the game with me, you know, kind of get my take on it, and then hand out codes to their many fans. I know these guys weren't all there to see me particularly, they wanted to see the game, but throughout the rest of the night, I never dropped below, I think, 20 or 15 viewers again. I mean, for the remaining, like, 17 hours that I played. And I played, like I said, Orcs Must Die, played some Rage multiplayer with a friend of mine, did some Toy Soldiers Cold War. I had tweeted that I was going to buy the game to help with the live stream, and one of my pals over at Signal Studios, his name's Logan, he goes by Shadowstorm, it's X, Shadowstorm X on Twitter, sent me a code to go ahead and stream it. So I played that for 3 or 4 hours as well. And I mean, the people just really, really, they blew my mind is what it is. You know, come like 5 or 6 a.m., I was having a hard time. I mean, physically, that was one of the hardest things that I've ever done. And I mean, I played football and baseball in college, football in high school. I've been through two-a-days. I've done, you know, some major physical exercise, just mentally and physically. That 24 hours was exhausting. And I want to thank each and every one of you fans that stopped in to cheer me on. I ended up getting some more donations, so thank you for that. And to just make sure, if you couldn't donate, you made sure that I stayed awake. Everybody was very inspiring, you know, for someone like me to see all these people come together and root me on, who they, some of them, had never seen, talked, heard of me in their lives, but they stuck around because it was for a good cause. And I need to give a huge shout out to everybody that stopped in, because that really meant a lot to me, particularly, because it made me feel good. It made me understand that there are people out there that, regardless of who I am, are willing to support a cause, and that meant a lot. So, you know, a huge thank you to you guys out there. Also, the reason I was able to live stream and actually chat with the people is because I've got a Turtle Beach X12 headset. Now, you might be saying, what is that, Smitty? It's a headset. It's a Turtle Beach headset, obviously, that plugs into your Xbox 360 and allows 5.1 surround sound, or 5.1 Dolby surround sound, I believe is what it is. But you might also notice that the audio for this podcast is a little bit different than what it usually is. That's because I'm using it to record this podcast. And you might now be thinking, how are you doing that? Because the X12 works on your PC as well as your Xbox 360. So, in a moment of ingenuity, I hooked it up to my 360, took the mic port, plugged it into my PC, and sure enough, I was able to run both, okay? It's a wired headset, and some people might think, well, I have a wireless headset, I'd prefer to stick with that. I understand. If you're into live streaming, if you use your headset for PC and for Xbox, this is the headset for you guys, okay? It comes with this cable. I want to say it's 15 feet long. It might even be longer. I mean, I can sit across my living room and still have enough slack on this cable to probably go around the corner into the kitchen. I mean, this thing is long. That's the first thing you have to notice. Second, the audio is amazing. All right, it's crisp. I have a set of X31s. That's the wireless Turtle Beaches, and I love those. But the audio in these is good, if not better, than my X31s because I run a lot of wireless networks and it sometimes can interfere with the wireless signal sent from the transmitter to the headphones themselves. With these, you don't have to worry about that, and it's crisp, clear. There's a volume setting for your game, a volume setting for your chat, and it actually features a bass boost this time. In the X11s, there was a fixed bass setting. With this, you can actually adjust the bass boost depending on, you know, how much bass you want in your video games. These things retail at $59.99. You can get it at turtlebeach.com. You can get them, I believe, also at retailers, Walmart, Kmart, things like that. Kmart generally has the better deals, but shop around. Check Amazon. Woot is probably going to have a sale on these at some point because they're going to be popular if they're not already, because they're such a good buy and they're such a good product. So you guys really need to go check these out, okay? This week for weekly deals and releases, the most obvious release is Batman Arkham City. Now, my wife's birthday was yesterday being Thursday, October 20th, and I had sent her a message earlier in the week. My wife and I are in the process of saving up for a house, so money is tight, but that doesn't mean we can't treat ourselves every once in a while. So I'd sent my wife a message saying, hey, can we afford to go out and get me Batman Arkham City? And the reason I sent that is because when I get paid, I keep enough money for my gas money and lunch, and the rest goes to her. She pays the bills. She handles the finances. I prefer it that way because otherwise nothing would get paid. Well, her birthday was yesterday, and she went out and bought me Batman Arkham City. She brought it home, sat right next to my Xbox when I got home. So when I got home, I opened it up, threw it in, and I played that all night. I mean, that was huge. I'm only an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours into it, but what a great game. Obviously, you play Batman. This was on the hype train a couple of episodes ago, so you know what to expect. But the what I want to talk about is the combat is so fluid and so crisp. It's great. The only time you have an issue is when you, as the player, mess up. Okay, you know, push a counter button at the wrong time to reset your combo, things like that. Other than that, it's great. I mean, it's nice and wide open so far. I haven't really explored much. I've gotten into a lot of fights, four or five already, big fights in like the first hour, and it's just it makes you feel like a hero. You know, you kick ass like Batman kicks ass. And that's exactly what the game is supposed to do. There are instances when you find out you're not overpowered, and that's really neat too. But overall, you still feel like a badass. All right. Also coming out, Minute to Win It, Ben 10 Galactic Racing, Jimmy Johnson's Anything with an Engine. Those are three games I never even bothered looking at. Jimmy Johnson's Anything with an Engine kind of looked neat, but I'm not a big racing nut, so it's not on my list. Rocksmith came out, which is the Ubisoft game that will allow you to plug in an electric guitar and learn to play guitar. And overall, it's getting anywhere from 8s to 10s, so that's awesome. Tropico 4 also came out, and I saved this for last because I've got this for review right now. My review should be published at irbgamer.com within, you know, the next few minutes. But this game, it's not a perfect game. It has flaws, but I think I'm probably going to spend more time playing Tropico 4 than I would playing Batman, because I'm into these simulation-type games. You play as El Presidente. You're the dictator of this island paradise in the Caribbean, and your job is to juggle factions, make sure the people stay happy, and make money. It's kind of like SimCity meets Civilization meets The Sims. It's really unique. Oh, excuse me, I had to take a drink. It's really unique. It's got these challenges. In the games, you've got tasks that you have to complete and things like that. It's just, it's one of these games that's not a huge upgrade from Tropico 3, but it didn't need to be. Tropico 3 was very fun, very good. Tropico 4 added enough to warrant it being its own game. Most people will say, well, it should have just been DLC. That's horseshit, okay? Tropico 4 is fun in its own right. Tropico 3 is a different game. There are elements that are added for Tropical 4 that make it unique, that make it fun, and that make it so that I'm going to spend a crap ton of hours in this game. All right. Out on XBLA this week, we've got Bejeweled 3. I was a huge fan of Bejeweled 2, and my wife loves it, so I'm probably going to end up having to buy 3. Deus Ex Missing Link campaign is also out. That's 1,200 Microsoft points. And Dungeon Defenders came out on Wednesday for 1,200 Microsoft points. Dungeon Defenders, guys, I haven't written my review yet. I'm going to write one probably for Kmart Gamer and IRB Gamer. Before playing Orcs Must Die, I had never given a game a perfect score, a 5 out of 5, and I didn't expect to do it again so soon. Dungeon Defenders is getting a 5 out of 5. Again, it's not a perfect game, but all of the elements combined make it a 5 out of 5. It's phenomenal. It's like Diablo meets a tower defense game meets hack and slash action meets another type of RPG. I'm telling you, it's one of the most unique mashups I ever played, and it's one of the funnest. During that 24-hour Extra Life event, I played Dungeon Defenders for 12 hours. I'm not exaggerating. Half my time was dedicated to that game. It's awesome. Okay. For deals this week, the Halo Reach Defiant Map Pack and Noble Map Pack are on sale, 50% off, for 400 Microsoft points apiece. For demos, I didn't even bother looking at what was up there for demos because I've been so busy with releases, with the games I'm playing, with this Extra Life event. I tell you guys, this was on Saturday, okay? I slept from Sunday morning at 9 a.m. to about 1 p.m. because my son had his third birthday party. And went to bed that night at like 9:30. I've been playing catch up with sleep the entire week long. I mean, on my lunch break, I go to my car and take a nap for an hour. This was a demanding event, and it takes a toll on you. It takes less of a toll on you during the event than it does later in the week when you're trying to catch up and get your body back into being in sync. So that's why I didn't look at or play any game demos this week. See, I mean, you guys can tell just by the way I'm talking that I'm still a little messed up. For games on demand, Little League World Series 2010 is up for $39.99. Top Spin 4 is up for $39.99. Way overpriced. Okay, and I understand, you know, for Microsoft, they've got these retailers that they have to keep happy. They have to price a little bit above where the retailers are going to have it. But considering you don't have packaging, you don't have shipping, you don't have, you know, having to store it on a shelf and take up man hours, $39.99 for either one of these games is too much. Sorry. On to news. Microsoft purchased Twisted Pixel this week, or last week. It was sometime within the last week. That's huge. Twisted Pixel does Splosion Man, Miss Splosion Man, The Maw, Comic Jumper, and most recently for Kinect, Gunstringer. So, and they've only been releasing on Microsoft, or I think some of them actually came out for Windows as well, but this was inevitable. What's cool about it, and everyone says, you know, condolences go out to Twisted Pixel because, you know, they're going to be closed in a couple of months. Microsoft came forward and said, look, when we buy these developers, normally we bring them up to Seattle and try to basically merge them into our little Microsoft campus and have them start doing our own things. We realize that that's not the way to do it. So we're going to leave Twisted Pixel in Austin, Texas, and let them keep doing their thing. That tells me Microsoft knows that they've made mistakes in the past and that they're willing to try something new. So I'm not concerned about Twisted Pixel. Okay, they make great games. Microsoft knows they make great games, and they're going to keep doing what they do. So fantastic news for Twisted Pixel. I wish them all the luck. And good news for Microsoft, making a very good move and really, really bringing more of Twisted Pixel's games to the forefront because an announcement like that is beneficial for both parties. Soul Calibur 5 is going to be releasing January 31st, 2012, with playable character Ezio Auditore from Assassin's Creed. Awesome. I'm not big into fighting games. I haven't been since the original Tekken on PS1, I think. But I might play Soul Calibur 5 now, because I love Ezio, and I'm kind of itching for a new fighting game, something that's not Super Street Fighter Mega Ultra Blast 12. You know, we've talked about this previously, so I'm gonna leave my rant at that. In January, also coming out, we've got a Mass Effect 3 demo. This is for multiplayer and single player. If you own Battlefield 3, you will get into the Mass Effect 3 multiplayer demo earlier than everybody else. Okay, so that is a huge plus in and of itself. That I guarantee you, they're going to sell maybe 5 or 10,000 more Battlefield 3 games because people want to get into this Mass Effect 3 early demo. Okay. Speaking of Battlefield 3, it's going to be standard definition without the texture packs. Okay, so you're actually going to have to download these texture packs probably from Xbox Live, install them on your hard drive, and otherwise you're not going to be able to play in high definition, which is a load of crap. Just another reason why I am kind of avoiding Battlefield 3. They're making bad decisions. It's not that it's a bad game. They're just making bad business decisions for their fans. However, one of my followers and the actual forum moderator at IRB Gamer gifted me 120 gig Xbox hard drive. So Tech Geek, thank you very much, dude. I really appreciate it. For Battlefield 3, they're saying they've also got a, quote, few million pre-orders, which is great news for them. I want them to succeed. I mean, I'm not going to shell out my money for them, but I want them to sell a billion copies and be a successful studio, because then we get more games and, you know, EA gets more money to put into other things. And let's face it, regardless of what you feel about EA, they make good games, okay? There may be a new Xbox 360 coming in 2013. There's a lot of people out there working on projects that seem to be pointing towards a new Xbox 360 coming out. We've talked about this previously. I hope it's so. They're probably going to unveil it at 2013's E3. If they do, I'll be sure to have enough money set aside that I can go out and buy it ASAP. Also, from October 26th, to November 2nd, Zen Studios is giving away the Paranormal table free for Pinball FX 2. Make sure you get it, because Pinball FX 2 is an amazing game. For your indie game of the week, I don't have a game this week. Like I said, I haven't played a lot. However, I have a code for a game this week. So if you're listening and you want to try out the indie game Video Wars, quickly type this code in on Xbox or Xbox.com. And it will download. I'm going to go ahead and take a drink of water and let everybody get ready. Now, I'm going to rattle off this code really fast, so try to stay with me. G2H86DVYMHFQDH7DG2GJWKTBT. Now, I'll say it again a little bit slower. G2H86DVYMH. FQDH7DG2GJWKTBT. Enjoy Video Wars, whoever gets that. All right. Now, the hot topic that I left you with for the last podcast was, how do you feel about multiplayer being added into games in general? We had talked a little bit about Mass Effect, and I explained that if it's not a requirement, I'm all for it. There are some multiplayers that get tacked on and feel empty, so I just don't play them. It upsets me when that situation arises and that there are achievements tied to it, but I also understand that developers want people into these multiplayer games. That's why they make achievements for it. I had mentioned that go ahead and email me what your thoughts are, and I was going to choose the best one, read it on air, and send off a prize. Of all my listeners, nobody emailed me. So, I will say again, I have some prizes from Signal Studios to hand out to you guys. I want you guys to email me, xbox360solocast@gmail.com, with your thoughts on multiplayer being added into games. Are you for it? Are you against it? Are you, apathetic? Let me know. All right. As you can tell, we didn't talk about what's on the dashboard. We didn't talk about the hype train because your host, Smitty Smith, is kind of a slacker. Okay. Also, they haven't really updated much over the last week. Nothing of major importance. Next week, I'll go into a little bit more depth as to what's on the dashboard and things like that and the demos that I've missed out on. As of right now, that really, that does it for the podcast, guys. Thank you for tuning in. Go check out irbgamer.com, check out kmartgamer.com for reviews, news, things like that. And make sure you subscribe and rate the podcast. You can get me on iTunes. That's my multiple personalities coming through again. Get me on iTunes. Leave me some reviews. And I'm not saying leave me good reviews. Leave me reviews that I deserve. If I'm crappy, though, make sure you tell me why so I can change it. I don't want to be crappy. I want to be good, and I want to be good for you guys. So thanks again for tuning in, guys. I'll see you in approximately 4 or 5 days.